Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, this show, this week, has been classified as a sick zone. We have germs, we have coughing, we have sneezing, but we also have fabulousness. Welcome to another edition of Hazel Sneezes All Over the Laptop.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Flashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where.
I woke up smelling, feeling like hell actually this morning, to be perfectly honest with you. And it basically started yesterday. We went and did our laundry, and there was a woman there who used about a gallon of bleach. So my nose was getting really irritated, and I thought honestly it was from that. You know, that once we got home and everything, that, you know, being away from that smell and a nice shower and that, I would feel better. But then as, well, not the day, but as the evening went, I started feeling worse and worse and worse. And those of you who know me know I'm around, like, all the damn time. You can normally get hold of me at, like, 12 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock in the morning. last night I was in bed by like 9:30, I think it was, and asleep by 10, which is quite, I mean, I didn't even hear AJ come into bed. And normally him coming into bed, I will wake up. I don't even remember him coming into bed. I do know that I ended up with a bottle of juice by the side of me, so I'm sure I probably did wake up long enough to ask him to get me something to drink. But it's him, people, hard and fast. There's a lot of people who, you know, I've spoken to today who have come down with the same cold, exactly the same time. No, it's not the Ebola virus, before anybody starts panicking. I saw somebody actually had that on their status today. It's saying the U.S. Boston Chemical Hospital, and I woke up this morning and I believe I've got the Ebola virus. Pause for a second on that one. But, excuse me. But that's basically how I'm feeling today. I feel myself want to see me, I feel miserable. I'm tired already. Some of the stuff arrived today for breast cancer, pregnancy, infant loss awareness. We're going to be putting together these little bags and on live to raise money. Hopefully they'll, you know, get sold pretty quick. And as I said, a lot of the money is going to go towards breast cancer awareness and to a pregnancy and infant loss awareness page of our Truzip. So that's going to be really good. Now, a lot of you have, you know, seen online the, had heard the story about the autistic boy who was beaten up at a house party. The boy was basically set up. He was set up to be attacked. And the video is absolutely disgusting. That nobody helped him or anything. And hold on, the phone's ringing, I'm just trying to see. I'll be back in like 2 minutes, give me a minute.
Everybody get up. Caribou Jack. I had a big machine bad ease. So hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to tell your past too. Swag on them when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In a 100 year, not there would I pull a far side that you pat me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack nothing that pull your hair like that. So I'm dead watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it you this pimp.
We interrupt this program for a special announcement. I'm hosting the show for a bit, so y'all bear with me. I'm trying to figure out things to say to at least keep the radio show going. Let's see, what's there to talk about? Now the Brewers lost. We don't need to talk about that. We're still in the lead of the division, so we can't complain about that. Okay, I'll just talk about hip hop and rap to today's music compared to how it was in the past. Oh my God, I can't stand today's hip hop. It's just so bad. It's just people just repeating the same shit. It's just ridiculous. And oh, she's back. Ooh, thank you.
I know, I'm fabulous.
I'll talk about rap and hip hop today compared to how it was in the past.
Today is basically reworks of the 80s and the 90s and stuff. There's no originality behind it. I'm back. I have a bowl of spaghetti and a cup of tea. But I haven't eaten much for that. Excuse me. But yeah, basically the reason for the two-song break was that Robert's father, or sperm donor, whatever you want to call him, called up. Doing his usual bitching because Robert's not here. Robert's actually normally back on a Wednesday after the Big Brother program, but he had the chance to make some money babysitting for his friend's mom. And who am I to turn down him making money when it's not coming out of my pocket for a change? So now there's a big to-do because of that, and, you know, he just... The bitch is over everything, literally, and it's just so tiring. It really, really is. So, but anyway, I'm just like so congested right now. I just wish I could take my nose out and just wash out my sinuses. But anyway, going back to what we were saying, we're talking about this video that went viral on the internet, and that was basically about this autistic boy who was set up by some people at a party. Was absolutely beaten senseless, this poor lad. Well, two people who were involved with that beating were arrested today. Well, earlier, actually. Not today, it was a couple of days ago. I'm going to read you this news report. It says, the disturbing video that caused Justice for Aaron to trend on Twitter has resulted in two arrests and a call for an end to death threats. 11 Alive obtained a police report from the police in South Florida that details the events that started on August 8th. A police officer responded to a 911 about a young man lying in the road. According to the police report, 16-year-old Aaron Hill told police he had been beaten and forced to walk to the spot where he collapsed. He was transported to the hospital. Police documented his injuries with a series of photos. They show red marks to his head, abdomen, chest, and arms. According to the police, Hill was diagnosed with a sprained neck, facial and scalp contusions, and a concussion. While at the hospital, the investigating officer found out there was a video showing the incident posted on Facebook. It's the video that went viral and created an international call for action. According to police, the video was posted to Andrew Wheeler's Facebook page. He's the one seen hitting Hill in the cell phone video. The next day, in an August 9th interview with police, Hill said he was invited to the party where an adult was there. Apparently there was a parent present when this happened. Everdeen Lidecker bought them alcohol. He drank whiskey and then laid down because he didn't feel well. According to the notes from the interview, Hill woke up when the group told him to go outside and fight. He refused. Someone at the party called Andrew Wheeler to come outside. After the video stopped, Hill told police he stumbled outside where Wheeler choked him until he lost consciousness. He woke up again to Wheeler hitting him while others stood around laughing. According to the police report, Lydecker was outside but did not try to stop the fight and later told Hill that he deserved it. On Sunday, the police found Wheeler and brought him in for questioning, according to the police records. Wheeler agreed to tell them his side of the story after being read his Miranda rights. Wheeler said he got a call from a teen girl at the party saying there was a drunk guy in her house that wouldn't leave. Wheeler told police he drove to the house planning to help take Hill home. Wheeler said he was told Hill punched and pushed girls at the party, a claim which Hill refused. Wheeler said Hill tried to hit him and missed. That's when Wheeler says the video started recording. In an earlier interview, another teen told police Wheeler gave him his own phone and told him to record the incident. According to the police report, Wheeler stated that he lost control of his temper and the rest of it was on the recording. Wheeler stated he knew it would get him in trouble. Wheeler was charged with child abuse without great bodily harm. To me, that should be with great bodily harm because that poor... Oh, never mind. Bond was set at $20,000. Lou Decker, which was the adult there, was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. According to NBC's partner in South Florida, Wheeler's family has received death threats. They decided not to bond him out of jail because they believe he's safer behind bars. That's debatable on that one. Two wrongs don't make a right. Please, no violence, and the bullying needs to end. Please, guys, we're not about violence or bullying. We don't want anyone to be hurt or hunted. We want ones involved arrested with a suitable conviction to spread awareness on autism and disabled abuse and bullying and to support Aaron. Please respect the families and wishes in calling for a non-violent, legal, and positive end. That's what Aaron's mum posted on the page, that she doesn't want people to escalate it and start bullying and stuff themselves. Now, like taking matters into their own hands and everything, she's wanting the legal system to take it. But I think the thing is here is that she can say it and she can say that. But there's so much anger towards, let's be honest, we see fights among kids all the time. We really do.
Right.
And we've gotten used to it. And sadly, somebody who maybe did shout and push the girls at the party. But when you understand if you push someone, it might be obvious and aggressive move, but to some people, that's not always right. We're just saying this is the story that he got arrested, so he got the call. So it's me very
good. I thought that was very kind of serious.
It was about guys who defeated kids got beat. Say there was somebody who didn't want this kid at the party, so you know, we can get rid of an ass at the same time. Now the sad thing in all of that is somebody is, you saw he was on the floor with his hands over his head. At that party did nothing.
Right.
To me, that's beyond disgusting. I don't care who it is. If I see somebody on the floor getting beaten, I'm going to go over there and help them. That's all there is to it, and that's what we should be teaching our kids. To not let these bullies get away with stuff, and to not think it's okay to film it and put it on flipping Facebook.
Right.
Call the police. Get some help. This poor guy, this poor kid and everything, he's obviously, his family wants him to have friends and go out and experience things. Well, now what's the repercussions of this? Is this poor kid now going to be, you know, frightened to go out to places and everything? It just sickens me. It really, really does sicken me. And as I say, we seriously need for people to be a bit more forthcoming and to say, no, this isn't right. Anyway, we are going to take another break so I can have some tea, I can finish some of my spaghetti, and we are going to play another song. Be right back. Ah!
You're so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Take it all. The paper is your game. You're jumping bed with fame. Another one not paid in full. You're so fine, it won't be a loss. Cashing in the rocks, just to get you face to face. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. I'm doing you all night. Got yourself down my back to keep it right on.
Okay, this next song is for AJ, because I know that this is one of his favorites, and as he's one of my favorite men in the entire world, I want to play something especially for him, so this is for him.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stress in my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps, this silly game we play. Now look at this, madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonest owner seems the freest mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonest owner seems the freest mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonest owner seems the freest mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonest owner seems the freest mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonest owner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had her through. Cause day and night, the lonest owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. flows up and creates that new new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher. Day and night, the lonely soldier seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
Okay, so I've just spotted this article online. For those of you who obviously live under a rock if you don't know this, I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is the land of the green and gold. Which doesn't mean we're talking about green poop and gold teeth, even though you go to certain parts of Milwaukee, you're going to find a lot of people with gold teeth. But anywho, we're on about Packers. Now, all of you have heard of, there's a magazine called Forbes. They normally do the Forbes 500, which is the 500 richest people, best companies, that lot. Well, they have done a publication that is called, it's come up with the things to, the best, let's be honest, the best in the NFL when it comes to different things. So I'm going to read you this article. It says, Forbes says Packers have the NFL's best fans. I'm going to sneeze. Any more? Oh, excuse me. Okay, it says, the article reads, Green Bay Packers would tell you without hesitation that they have not only the best franchise in the NFL, but the best fans in the NFL. A national business publication agrees. Forbes magazine, they use market researchers Nielsen Scarborough to come up with the funding. The magazine says the top ranking came on five criteria, which they ranked number one in three areas. Are you ready for this?
Three areas.
Well, this, there was five areas, and they came out top in three of these areas, which made them number one overall, okay? Hometown crowd. Packers ranked number one in the fact that they reach more of their hometown than any other football team in the NFL. They came in second for 3 years of TV ratings. Okay, you ready for this? 3 years of stadium capacity reached with attendance. They came in number one. They always, for the past 3 years,
sold out
crowd. 3 years of sold merchandise stats. They came in seventh on that one. Get this one. They are number one in the level of fans that they reach through Facebook and Twitter.
Wow.
It says they also released a list of the top 10 teams with the most overpriced beers at NFL stadiums. No Packers weren't in it. So I'm just clicking on that link because, you know, we have to see that one. So, are we ready for the NFL's most overpriced beers? Here we go. Oops. Number one, Detroit Lions. Stadium price for a 16-ounce beer, $8.50. How much was it at the Packers when you worked there?
Close to the same.
were the local price for the same beer. You went and bought it at the store, or and that is 98 cents. That's a stadium markup of 765%, which is ridiculous. Number two, Seattle Seahawks. $6. Now it's all 16-ounce serving, so.
Oh wait, 16-ounce.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Hold on, maybe clear something.
Are you ready for this, though? Oakland Raiders for a 20-ounce beer, $9.75.
Won't be going there anytime.
Chicago Bears for a 20-ounce is $8.50. Indianapolis Colts. It's going to sound strange because basically what they're doing is, as AJ just said, it's $7.50 for a beer.
16
for a 16-ounce, and I'm reading out prices that say that same thing. But what they do is they take it in comparison to the local price for the same size. So in Green Bay, you might get a 16-ounce beer for $2, $3. They're saying it's in comparison. So when you hear some of these prices, that's why. Indianapolis Colts, $7 for 16-ounce. The 49ers, $6.25 for a 14-ounce. $6.25 for a 14-ounce. But that's, as I said, it's in comparison to the local price if you went outside of the stadium for the same thing. Buffalo Bills, $9 for it, for a 16-ounce. Tennessee, see, this isn't too bad. Tennessee Titans for a 12-ounce is $5, but to get the same size beer outside of the stadium, it's 86 cents. So it's a markup that these places are doing. New York Jets and the Giants are $5 for a 12-ounce. Dallas Cowboys $8.50 for a 12-ounce. So that tells you like the cost and everything, which to me is absolutely insane. I'm actually like perusing through Facebook and everything right now, looking for some really interesting stories.
But the thing is, it's like we don't even serve like 12 ounces or anything like that anymore.
Are you serving 16?
It's just all 16.
How much are 16 ounces a stadium here?
It could go from $7.50 to $8, depends on what you get.
So depending if you get a Miller, it might be $8.
If you get a Miller, it might be $10.
Okay. So I'm just actually having a look at some of the other things that people are posting and everything. Because, you know, there's a lot of different things that are going on out there. And some of them, I had a whole bunch of things saved earlier. But then, as I said, I took the wrong cold medicine. I took the nighttime one. I fell asleep at my computer and had my hands on the keyboard and lost all the stuff that I had saved. So bear with me while we go down. Oh, no, that's not it at all. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, the tickets to get into a lot of bad price, it's the food and drink that robs you blind. And I think that's one of the things that deters a lot of people from actually going. Yeah. How many times have we got to events at, like, Bradley Center, and it's like, okay, eat before we go. Go to McDonald's, we'll get some dollar burgers, we're eating before we go.
Yeah, so they don't get the value if you want to careless.
Right, and the thing is there's been a couple of times where I've like gone with Robert when I took him Brewers game where we both ended up by the door.
Obviously, they had to buy the beer and stuff like that, but still,
they're quite, that's just desperate. Well, and the thing is that, you know, they make a bunch of money. Let's be honest, it actually had on there that a lot of these markups are anywhere from 550% up. You could do it at half that price, and you're still making over 300% profit. You know what I mean? I understand that they want to make their money. They do have workers that they have to pay. They do have, you know, other fees and stuff. But is it really necessary to mark something up at times nearly 700%? To me, it is crazy because, say, for example, you, me, and Robert go to a shop. $20 each on tickets. That's $60 right there. If we both won a soda, they were $5, weren't they, when we went last?
You mean like a large soda?
Yeah. Well, just average it, $5 each for a soda. That's another $15 on top of there. Now, we shared, remember we went to that one show and we shared the chicken tenders basket? That was $9. But say we all had one of each of those. That's another $27 on top of that. So we've just hit the $100 mark so far. Then on top of that, what if you want to buy something while you're there? I mean, it just, you're talking about for a night out, I'm talking about close to a $200 tab for it. Hence we go to McDonald's and hit the dollar menu before we go anywhere. Right. But it's always done beforehand because you don't want to have to deal with all of that, what's it called? You don't want to have all of that price and everything because it really, really is insane and just basically not affordable. Can you imagine if you're a family of four? To me, it's just ridiculous. It really is. Well, it's not that, but that's the reason why there's so many people don't want to go to things.
Yeah, and there are people complaining there's nowhere to go, but I just, I'm assuming you don't got the money.
Well, and that's the thing, is that, you know, there are places to go everywhere. It's just a case of you have to look and hunt down the value places. Let's be honest, most cities have, you know, museums and stuff where you can get in at a reduced price or in free for a resident of that town. Everything, and also on top of that, if you've got a big family and everything, or you've got like neighbors or somebody or a friend who you're close to, buy the entertainment books for your area. You ain't even listening. You are watching wrestling. There is nothing exciting about TNA. Don't pull me a head. I just say it like it is.
Anyways.
But what I'm saying is that everybody else said that you didn't still watch the TNA. But say, for example, like, in our case, say Cora lived near us.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a case of, you know, we get hold of her when the new entertainment book comes out and says, do you want to go halves on the entertainment book?
Right.
We'll split all the coupons. Seriously, there are so many deals and everything. Well, if you look through the one that we've got now, there's a lot of stuff that has the children's museum, loads of things to do for families and everything that Robert's outgrown. That for somebody with families is a, you know, a really good idea. And that's what you've got to do. You just have to talk with people and work with people. Don't be afraid to put out on Facebook or Twitter and stuff, hey, I'm looking for a coupon to get into such and such a place.
Right.
You know, and do those type of things. Anyway, we're going to play another song, and we will be right back because I need to slurp down more of my tea. Let's see. Let's have a really good song because I feel like a really good song. Here we go.
Bring me down, can't none.
Objects. I will actually post this, but I did post it earlier. It says, this is a 5,500-year-old moccasin that's believed to be the world's oldest leather shoe, 1,000 years older than Egypt's Great Pyramid of Giza. The shoe was discovered in a cave in Armenia. Now, when you look at it, you can click, look at that. You can still, well, it's old. It's 5,000 years old. But you can clearly see, I'm showing AJ the picture, that it's a shoe from the shape and where you would put your foot in. It's just very crude and everything, but it still did the job. The oldest university was, you have to forgive my pronunciation of this, is Al-Karawi University in Fez, Morocco, which was founded in 859 by a wealthy Tunisian woman. The university is the oldest continually used educational institution in existence. So that's pretty awesome. School. Educational institution means school. Oldest flush toilet. Now, this is awesome, this is. The toilets in an ancient Turkish city were flushed by running water that carried the waste to a nearby river. They were smart. As you know, like years and years ago, and even when you go back in centuries and everything, toilets were called outhouses because they were outside the house. It wasn't considered sanitary to have it inside. So these Turkish people were smart enough to build their outhouse so it goes over the top of a little stream, so there's continuous water running. So when you went, it just kept flushing away. Move Turks. The oldest painting. This is please excuse my pronunciation. The Laco Cave near the village of in the village of Montignac in the southwestern contains upper Paleolithic art estimated at being 16,000 years old. The cave was closed to the public in 1963 to preserve the art. And there's a picture of it. And it's showing cattle, basically. So somebody actually drew cattle on the wall, like, and everything. This is a good one. Ready? Mm-hmm. The oldest condom. They found one. It says, this prophylactic is the oldest in the world, dating back to 1640. It was also completely intact with its owner's user manual, written in Latin. It suggests submerging the condom in warm milk prior to use to prevent disease. The condom was made of pig intestine and was found in Sweden. And they've got pictures of it, and it looks like a condom. It really does. Oldest cosmetic. Archaeologists excavating a site of a Roman temple in London found a sealed box containing white cream that was possibly face cream or face paint, still bearing the finger marks of the person who last used it nearly 2,000 years ago. The oldest musical instrument? This 40,000-year-old bone flute. Get that, 40,000 years old, dating back to the Paleolithic time, was found in Germany in 2008. It was smashed into 12 pieces, but archaeologists put it back together. I find this stuff amazing. I love history. I really do. The oldest book, it says the oldest book is a gold book written in ancient Utraskan language dating over 2,000 years. The sixth page is engraved with images of warriors, bears, and a siren. Its writings are still largely a mystery, basically meaning nobody's been able to translate it. What? Oh my gosh. Mumbled, and then it doesn't like me after that. Come on. Ugh. No, the charger's not working. And everything's just cut. What the heck? I apologize for that. We have absolutely no clue what just happened. It was like all of the power just suddenly stopped working for a minute. I don't know what it was, because the lights and that stayed on, but all of the outlets went out because our TV went off. It was bizarre. Totally, totally bizarre. Wow. But we're back. Anyway, we'll get back to what I was saying. The oldest gum. This 5,000-year-old piece of chewing gum was discovered by an archaeological student in western Finland. It's comprised of birch bark and still had well-defined tooth imprints. The oldest bra, this medieval bra, is roughly 600 years old, found in the debris vault of an Austrian castle. The discovery challenged that the bras have been worn for a little more than 100 years. Which, when you actually look, you go back further and everything, and when you go to castles and stuff in England, you do see some of these undergarments, and some of these undergarments do actually have bras. They're just done in different shapes and everything. The oldest prosthetic, which is a part of your body, is a prosthetic toe made of leather and wood used during the 18th dynasty between 1415 and 1425 BC in Egypt. It was basically allowed the wearer to maintain their balance. The Stone Age mural depicts the ancient town in Turkey, and it's the world's oldest example of a drawing of a map. I'm going to find some other ones. Just going to go through these. You see that? Yeah. Find a really good one. Oldest noodles, here we go. These ancient noodles were made in China 4,000 years ago. They were found preserved in an overturned sealed bowl at an archaeological site near the Yellow River. I do not want to try those. That's way past this day. But, you know, it's all these things, and, you know, it's just amazing how you know, these things get preserved and we get a glimpse into life and how things were. And it's the same with that in Pompeii, where the volcano erupted and the entire town was preserved because the ash covered everybody and it froze them in time. And you see that people had, there was this long thing about people didn't have dogs as pets, they were used as work animals. Well, you saw houses where the inside, they had a dog and they had cats as pets because they were preserved. The pots were preserved with their food and stuff in, so you've got to look into what they ate and everything. And to me, it's just thoroughly amazing that these things are preserved, that we can learn a bit about history through them. But while I think of something even more,
I wonder what was the oldest thing
that's ever been found? I'm going to put a song on and we are going to find out what that is. So we will play this and be right back.
Yeah, Cash Money Heroes, private jet, polish. With a priceless glow, high life, flipping and get some more. Paradise, the luxury marble flow. When I hit, hit me full of that cash. More money than I seen in the garbage can. Sun of Island, money and the power. That's how we do it, make it rain, make it shower. Top flow, big time, I'm doing big things. Over city view, phone short a new range. Flipping on a hundred, popping for a hundred. In a new Bentley, uptown sun of.
To the goal line, straight out the huddle. Cash money, gold mine, we just stay loyal. Boy, we getting money like we just found oil. And that's word to my red flag. I live first and leave the bush, dead last. I lay it down so hard, I got a bed rash. And I just tell them to loaf it when the bread pass. Staring at you from the top of the game, man. I might drop the world if I change hands. It feel good to be here. Weezy in the building, got this rebuilt young money.
Time for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time a broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me.
What were the oldest thing ever found? Well, I did a search and we came up with the 10 oldest objects ever found. Some of these I already read, but I'll read the list for you again. Number one was the oldest marijuana stash, 2,700 years old. It says, in 2008, nearly 2 pounds of still green plant material was found in a 2,700-year-old grave in Mongolia's Gobi Desert. It was identified as the world's oldest marijuana stash. A barrage of tests proves that the marijuana possessed potent psychoactive properties and cast a down theory that the ancients only grew the plant for hemp in order to make clothing, rope, and other objects. They were apparently getting high, too. Kind of interesting. We already did the world's oldest chewing gum. And we did the world's oldest shoe. And we did the oldest musical instrument. This is a really interesting one. Oldest artificial ice, 4,800 years old. This is according to a 2006 report. Iranian archaeologists in Burnt City announced the unprecedented discovery of an artificial eyeball dated to 4,800 years ago. in this historic site. The eyeball belonged to a sturdy woman between the age of 25 to 30 at the time of death. Its material consisted of a natural tar mix with animal fat. Studies on the eyeball suggest the formation of an abscess in the eyelid due to a long-term contact with the eyeball. Remaining eyelid tissue was still evident on the artificial eye. Ew. Kind of nasty. Oldest skirt ever found was 5,900 years old. It says, in Armenian's cave, the same place where the world's oldest leather shoes were found, a skirt, made of reeds that has been dated to 5,900 years old was also found. It's now thought to be the oldest piece of reed clothing to date. The cave has been under investigation by a team of Irish, American, and Armenian researchers since 2007. It has yielded numerous fascinating discoveries over the years, including the mummified remains of a goat, more than 1,000 years older than many of the famous mummified animals found in Egypt. The oldest piece of popcorn, 6,700 years old. It says, in 2012, researchers found evidence that spiders living along the coast of Peru were eating the airfield snack about 1,000 years earlier than estimated. Storks, cobs, and tassels dating from 6,700 years to 3,000 years ago were unearthed on two sites. That's just awesome. The world's oldest purse. See, even women were having purses way back in the day. It was 4,500 years ago. And it was made of more than 100 dog teeth arranged close together. That's just horrible. The oldest mattress, 77,000 years old. This is, they believe they found the oldest mattress in a cave. The mattress consists of layers of reeds and rushes. It was discovered at bottom of a pile of bedding made from compacted grasses and leafy plants. The bedding had been accumulated at a cave site in Zawahali Natal over a period of 39,000 years, with the oldest mat dating 77,000 years ago. That to me is just phenomenal. It really is. And then the last one is the oldest, the stone mask from the pre-ceramic Neolithic period dates from 7,000 BC and is probably the oldest mask in the world. That's just amazing to me. Anyhow, my nose is starting to get congested and my head is starting to pound, so I'm going to play one more song and we're going to leave out after that song. You know, I'm sending everybody loads of love. Hopefully next week I'll be feeling better and we'll be able to have a much better, you know, show and everything. I apologize and say I'm feeling so bad. The fact I made it this far is a miracle. So we're going to play out with this. I love you all and I'll catch you all next week.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew Steve. It was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep. Going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow. So I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause the very
Somebody told me, I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
dope. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, fake facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that, it's nothing, I'm still friends with the
monster.